Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, dear listeners. This is Blog Talk Radio and Daughter of Zion World Ministries bringing you the Word of God tonight. My name is Ruth Nabia. Once again, I thank you for tuning in to Blog Talk Radio. And tonight our sermon is entitled Discovery, Your Recovery and Your Discovery. Discovery and Recovery. We start with the recovery first, and through the recovery, we will discover a lot by the Word of God and His promises to us. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for tonight. I thank you for my life and the life of my listeners. So, Lord Jesus, I commit myself, my soul, my spirit into your hand, O Lord, and all that are joining us and all that are listening, O Lord. I commit our lives into your hand this night. And let your word going forth bring a new change, a new mind. Give us revelation knowledge to understand you more, O God, that we shall not lose hope in our troubles and in our pains, but we will seek unto you, for you are the only resolution to our life. You are the only solution, O Lord, to our life. In you that we trust, we put our trust in you because your loving kindness endure forever. I thank you for joining us once again. And my name is Ruth Nadia. And our sermon is entitled Recovery and Discovery. And that is what the Lord has for you this night. And what do we mean by that? We are recovering. Many are the afflicted, but the Lord will deliver you. David, the Lord told David when he asked him, Lord, should I overtake or should I pursue these people? The Lord said, surely you shall recover. You shall pursue the people. You shall overtake them, and surely without fail you will recover all that you have lost. I don't know what you may be going through. Have you cried enough, or have you cried or wept in a situation that you feel there's no strength to cry anymore? Is there a job loss? Is there family issues? Whatever the situation may be, God has hope for you. There is hope in the word of the Lord, and it is true. It is not just hope; it is reality. The word of God is true. It works every day. It's happening. Is the testimony we have for you, listening to us on Daughter of Zion World Ministry. It is true. The word of God is true. God is real. He is able to do exceedingly abundantly for us, for those who trust in Him. We are a living testimony. You will see revelation, the revelation of the spirit mind to you. Jesus said to his people that you will see greater things when you follow me. It means there's a condition attached. When you trust the Lord, if you're a Christian, a believer, and you take Christ as your personal Savior, you trust in him and you use his word, certainly you overcome. Because according to 1 Samuel 30 verse 8, you can see that David made the Lord his God and his all. David could never do anything without God. It's not promises or empty promises to you, but it's a promise to those who have made Jesus or God their God, the only holy God. You cannot serve God and other men or other, you can't divide God. If you have God as your only God, you seek him everything you do, everything you are doing, you commit to him, then he will prosper you. Then he will be with you because you have made him your rock. You will see the glory that eyes have not seen or ears have heard. He will show you things. You will discover things in the glory of the Lord, the divine inheritance in heaven. What have you seen this year? In this year, what have you discovered? What have you discovered? The potential. Have you discovered the potential in you yet? The dreams and the visions you've been seeing, don't overlook them. Rise up, brethren. Do it. You can do it. God is with you. He will help you. He will seek you through. He is the voice that is telling you every day in your ears to get up and go do that thing that you want to do. Do not lose hope. Whatever you may be going through, do not lose hope. Take God as your personal Savior. Do not give excuses and lose hope, because times come. David said again in Psalm 119:71, he says that it was good that I was afflicted, that I may know the statutes of the Lord. I will learn. So sometimes certain things are happening for us to rise up and become stronger. Some pains we go through are just to increase our anointing, for us to be able to say that it wasn't our strength, but it was the Lord who delivered us from those pains and those situations. As you go through war, the joblessness, the hardship, the Lord wants you to sit down calm. Through the situation, sit down. Though the flesh may be weak, but you still need to sit down. He that is in you is bigger and mighty than the weakness in you. Sit down, because he is your God. As you go through family crisis and stress, the Lord wants you to sit down calm. Be still and know that he is the Lord. Be still, for he will open your eyes to see new revelations and connection for your breakthrough. Sometimes shocks occur. Problems will occur all the time. Just for us to testify, as David said, he said, it was good that I was afflicted. He said, it was good for me that I was afflicted, that I may learn the statutes of the Lord. Psalm 119:71. And we are all humans. We are still living. We are here on earth. You can testify or bear witness with me that certain things happen beyond our imagination. Sometimes you think you are doing everything right, but that is when bigger issues arises. But the Lord have a word and a comfort for you, that if you seek him diligently and faithfully, he will arise on your behalf. The pause that comes, that is the problem that comes towards you, is for us to sit down and discover new things, something new to come in our way, something new. We were blind, but through the joblessness, through our losses, as we sit and wait on the Lord for answers, that is when the discovery comes in. Even if you are divorced or you went through some disappointment, you see that as in the process of healing or coming out of some situation, you discover that, oh, so I was better off. I could have done this. You even realize that the person wasn't fit for you. You understand? So it's a discovery that when you submit yourself to God, he will show you things. He will give you spiritual growth. He will give you spiritual growth and physical strength to break you through, to take you to the next ladder of your life. That is the discovery of the Lord to you. He will help you, according to 1 Samuel 30:8, that he will help you to recover all. If you submit your ways to the Lord, he will help you. If you inquire of the Lord all the time, if you make Christ Jesus your Lord, he will help you. He said that the branch cannot bear fruit without the vine. If you abide in the branch, the vine, then and the vine abides in you, then you will bear much fruit, because apart from him, you can do nothing. So your discovery will come when you are really seeking God faithfully. You are not turning to other places, other gods. There is only one God to the Christian world, to my world, to the life I live. There is only one God. We have only one eternal God, and he is the only eternity. Those who seek him faithfully sees and testify that, yes, indeed, he is the only eternal God who can open your mind to see great things. And I want to read 1 Samuel 30:8. And I read, David inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I pursue this band? Shall I overtake them? And the Lord said unto him, pursue, for you shall surely overtake them, and you shall surely recover all. Yes, without fail, you rescue all your loss. This is the word of the Lord to you, according to 1 Samuel 30:8. Your recovery comes after you discover that the mind of God. This is the mind of God to you from 1 Samuel 30:8. God wants you to make him your God. If you abide in him and submit your ways, you do not overtake God. You can't overtake God. If you wait on the Lord, then he will guide you. He will promise you his words are rest assured. You are assured of this promise. So there's nothing like failure in your way. you will discover from the mind of the Lord, according to the word we just read, that whatever you feel urged to do positively in your life, go ahead and do it. You will do it. You will hear a spirit talking to you deeper in your heart. And that is the spirit of God. Those who love and know their God understand what I'm talking about. You do not even need anyone to discuss with. You don't need to tell, but you just go and listen to the voice of God. Rise up. This is the day the Lord has made. He said, rise up and possess what is rightfully yours. All the losses, all the breakdowns, all the family issues, your children going wayward, the Lord is ready. Your recovery is now from the pain, from the disgrace and shame, from poverty is now to recover. The Lord is going to rewrite your name in the Lamb Book of Life. In your generation, you are going to be called a new name, a sought-out generation, a chosen one from the hands of the Lord. The word is in your mouth. You can do it. Speak it unto yourself. Rise up. Do it. You do not need anyone, as I said earlier. Just do it. Listen to the word of God. Listen to whatever God tells you and do it. Get up and do it. Go out there without fear and pursue your course and pursue whatever your heart desires. Do not fear. Your recovery is now. You are going to discover all the great things. You are going to be the next breaking news. Great things as you take a moment of silence with God. You are going to discover greater things. As you take a moment of silence with yourself, with your soul, listening to what God is telling you, taking the word of God and doing it, and listening and being obedient to his word, doing the things of God so that he will bless you. He will take you out of pain and sorrow. Disappointment can never come near you. Failure can never locate you. Light shall always be upon you because the Lord is light. Jesus is our light. In him there is no darkness. He shineth. And darkness cannot prevail when God shines on you. He will visit you and change you. He will rewrite your story for you. So it is a time of recovery and what? A discovery. We have gone through recession, but the Lord is about to uplift us. A year before the year end, there's elevation coming, but it's to those who have the eyes and the mind of God who will testify this. You will never lack. I know some people, you have a testimony from the beginning of the year. You have not experienced any bad news because the Lord is on your side. Because you made the Lord your life, you cannot experience bad news. It is not your portion. It is not your portion. Yes, that is the word of God to you. David said in Psalms, he said that I have been young and now I am old. I have never seen the righteous forsaken. You can never be forsaken. Can a true mother give birth and forsaken her child? No. How then can God forsake you, his chosen generation? As you recover, you discover new life, new things, new ideas, new people to help you, new strategies to do your business, to do things that you need to do, to recreate and recover all that you lost. And I have a word from Joel, chapter 2, verses 25, and I read. Then the Lord says, then I will make up to you for the years that a swarming locust has eaten, that a creeping locust and the stripping locust, the gnawing locust. I will make up all to you, my great army which I have sent among you. You shall have plenty to eat and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God, who has dealt wondrously with you. Then my people will never be put to shame. Amen. Yes, this is the promise of the Lord to you tonight, that you are going to have plenty in your household. You will never lack anything. Oil will run over. The Lord will anoint your head. He will make you an overflowing oil, your cup will run over. You will have many because it's your time of recovery. You are going to recover all your losses on Yodabasintayaba. You are Nahakataya. If you give your life to Jesus, if you make him your all, if you make him your life, your breath, the air you breathe, he will reveal to you things, how to do things. people will begin to marvel at you. Maybe you may be a weak vessel in your family, in your job, in anywhere you find yourself. But when you begin to try this Jesus, whom they crucified for us so that we may live, you will see a new life. You will see a new discovery. You will be called blessed. Many will call you blessed. You'll be an envy of the town because the Lord will visit you. He visits those who trust in him. He visits those who have made him their rock. Yes, he visits. He is real. This is the day. We are in a new generation. The Lord is still doing new things. He's doing wondrous things. He's doing the things of the old. Every day it is happening. You can try it. He is true and real. His word has never passed away. Every word he says concerning our life will come to pass. So whatever recession, whatever problem, whatever downturn that you are going through in your life, in your marriage, your finance, in your situation, in your family, your children, whatever it is nothing. It is not impossible for the Lord. Is there anything impossible for the Lord? There is nothing. There is nothing impossible for the Lord. Is there anything too hard for the Lord to do? No, he will do it if you make him your God. If you trust in him, you will recover all without failure. You will never look back to the past. The past will be a new thing. In your new discovery, you will realize the past was all for the glory of the Lord to be known in your life. Yes, discover this Jesus and your life will never be the same. I have a song for you as we come back. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Tuning into Blog Talk Radio. This is Ruth Nabia of Daughter of Zion World Ministry bringing you the Word of God. God bless you for listening.
Thank you for joining us once again. And this is still Daughter of Zion World Ministry. You can also call us DZWM Foundation. We are an online church and a foundation to our communities and the world at large. We work everywhere. And this is the word of God to you tonight, that the Lord is the only place we can find refuge. The Lord is the only refuge, the shield, the horn of our salvation. He is the only strength in our weakness. He makes us perfect in our weakness. When we are weak, he is strong. We decrease that he may increase. He is good. He is good. His loving kindness endures. He is able to let you recover all and discover. Make you the new ideologist. You are going to be the new scientist, the new whatever you dream yourself, the visions you see, the dreams that you dream of. Everything is possible for the Lord. There is nothing impossible for our God, our King, the light of the world. Is there anything impossible for him? Is there anything too hard for him? He who kept Israel will not slumber on you. He will not sleep nor slumber on your life. He is the Lord, your keeper. He will never leave you. He is the Lord, your shade. He is on your right hand. He will help you. He said, I will help you, according to Isaiah 41. He said, I will help you. I will defend you. Do not fear. The sun will not smite you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will protect you from all evil. He will help you. He is able to deliver you. He is able to make you strong and mighty. What are you going through this night, this day? What have you been weeping about? What have you been so afraid of? Fear is not of the Lord. Everything that you want to do, that your voice is telling you, because of fear, you cannot go out there. Because of fear, you cannot do this. The fear to go and get or take the first move. It is not of course. God is a loving God. He doesn't give fear. He blesses his people. He gives strength to the feeble. He will not put fear into your heart. Therefore, if you have fear in you to even take courage and do certain things that you want to do, to get up and resurrect yourself by the word of God in your mouth, yes, rise up. You can do it. God is with you. You can do it. You can do it. You are the Basoyaha. He is able. He's able. He's the only one who can help you in our time. In our time, your recovery from the pain, the stress of daily life issues is assured to you by our Lord Jesus Christ. Maybe you are, might be in a high situation right now, but the promise of God never changes to those who love and trust in Him. You shall recover all your loss that the enemy took from you. Your discovery is in the pause. Yes. The pause moment is the stopping time. When everything turns like it's going to fall down. When things look so bad, things your spirit gets down. The Lord is your strength. The Lord is your strength. He will make you strong because He is the strength of the weak. He who gives strength to the feeble will give you strength tonight. He who is able to guide your steps every day, you're going out and you're coming in every day, friends. He is able to help you recover every burden, every problem inside you, for you to take a minute and stick to the cross. Stick to the cross. There is grace. There is abundance. There is peace. There is recovery in the name of the Lord. There is recovery in those who trust in the name of Jesus. They will see. They will enjoy. They will enjoy with Him in the kingdom of God. For you are joined here with Jesus. You are joined way here in the kingdom of God through His death, through the resurrection power of Jesus. You are joined here with Him in the kingdom of God. He said, in my Father's house there are many mansions, and you enjoy with Him when you trust in Him. When you trust in this word, that besides Him there is no God. That besides Him there is no God. That Jesus is the resurrection and the life. If you trust this, you will live forever. You will prosper. You will shine in your life. He does not despair anyone. He loves all. His loving kindness endures forever. He who gave His life for you and I, His loving kindness endures forever. He who gave His Son, Jesus, to die that we may live, all because of love. Oh, what a love. His loving kindness is forever. His heart is pure. What kind of God is this? Where will you get this God? He gives. And no one can take. He who does not exchange good for evil, He is good. His loving kindness endures in your life. Allow Him to come in and dwell in you, in your household. Allow Him in everywhere you are, in your ministry, in your foundation, in everywhere you do, in your family. May the oil continue to run from your head to your soul, as from the beard of Aaron. May the oil, may the Lord arise in you on your behalf. When your enemies sit down and persecute you, may the Lord be your defense, because that is what He is for. His love. Everything in the Word of God, when you look at it, the whole thing is about love. He created man in the beginning in Genesis. Then He said in the Word that, I regret that I created man. And in the New Testament, He gave His Son. He promised that He will not let the disease that came upon the Egyptians, He will not let the curses come again, but He will give us somebody who will take off all the sin by one death, by one person, Jesus. That if you believe in Him, you will be saved and you will be prosperous. No one can fail you if you believe in Him. If you believe in Him, you will do well. You will do well. You will abound. When everyone is failing, you will excel. When everything looks so bad, you will be joyful because the Lord is abiding in you. Because the love of God endures forever. May the Lord bless you tonight as you have joined with us on Block Talk Radio. And this has been Daughter of Zion World Ministry and Foundation to the Chosen Generation. I bless you with the blessings of the Lord. I bless you with the oil of God. I declare a new unction of the Lord to function in your life. I declare the oil of Jehovah, may it never lack in your household, in your family, in your going out, and in your coming in. I declare that you are blessed. I declare it is blessed. You are blessed indeed in the name of Jesus. For he who the Lord has blessed indeed, and no one can curse. You are blessed beyond man's imagination. You will thrive in everything that you do because the Lord has blessed you. He has written your name with the blood of Jesus. You are blessed. May the Lord be with you. May the Lord be with you. May everything you do go well. May he restore your heart, your broken heart, your pieces. May he restore your finance. May there be a restoration, a recovery, and discovery in your life. May he grant upon you the spirit of knowledge, the spirit of knowledge, of wisdom, of understanding, and of counsel upon your life. May the Lord grant you peace, perfect peace, the peace that surpasses all understanding. May the Lord grant it to you tonight as you have joined us on Blog Talk Radio. You can follow us on www.dzwm.org. For more information on the things we do on our communities, you can be our partner. You can pray for us, intercede for us on what we are doing. And every comment, emails are welcome at contact@dzwm.org. Thank you, and it's been a blessing. May the Lord bless you. Amen.
wish.